The chief UN United Nations weapons inspector says he and his team expect to review the main portion of Iraq's arms declaration by Friday. Hans Blix was at the United Nations headquarters today to discuss with the Security Council Baghdad's latest accounting of its weapons capability. The five permanent members of the Security Council received uncensored versions of the declaration yesterday. NPR's Vicky O'Hara has been following events at the UN today, and she joins me now on the line from New York. Hello, Vicky.
Hi, Michelle.
I understand Hans Blix spoke to reporters briefly after his meeting today. Anything new concerning the contents of the declaration or how it will be handled at this point?
He said he didn't really want to get into the substance of the declaration. He said that would happen later. He said his first priority, his immediate priority, is to figure out what portions of the declaration need to be censored before it's turned over to the 10 non-permanent members of the Security Council. The idea is that any kind of information that could perhaps be used as what Blix called a cookbook for weapons proliferation would be purged from the documents before the other council members get it. Blix says he hopes that the that analysts from the five permanent members, which of course includes the United States, you know, with a nuclear power, will give him some advice by Friday on what they think should be purged. And then he says that by Monday he hopes to have a working version of the main part of the declaration that can be shared with the full Security Council. And the schedule he hopes then will be that by next Thursday he can give the full council a preliminary assessment concerning substance.
Now, some former UN weapons inspectors who've seen the table of contents say Iraq appears to have recycled some of its previous reports or previous weapons declarations. Any comments on that?
What Dr. Blix had to say about that today was pretty brief. He said that this new declaration does cover activities in Iraq past as well as up to the present. So he said in that sense, it almost has to contain some sort of new information. He wouldn't get into the question of whether, you know, old reports submitted in the past that had been included in this report might actually contain some revisions. But, you know, the issue is that when those reports were submitted in the past during previous inspection efforts, experts said the information was incomplete. So if Iraq has simply resubmitted the same material, the inspectors and certainly the United States are not going to be satisfied.
Those who've seen the table of contents also say that it provides information about foreign suppliers who assisted what Iraq describes as its past chemical weapons program. Are the names of those companies or individuals likely to be made public?
Hans Blix says that the practice in the past, you know, during previous declarations by Iraq to the United Nations, was to put that kind of information in the category of being sensitive and not to release it. He pointed out that sometimes, you know, the suppliers who were involved with Iraq, you know, in the chemical weapons program might not have realized how their technology, their products, were actually being used, and it's, you know, they don't want to sort of blacklist people. But he said the decision actually will be made by the Security Council.
Vicky, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara in New York.